And this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Claimant Thomas MAC, capital MONIGLE, WCB number G2336581, DOA 91120. Dr. Shelley Epstein, MD. Date of service 11/15/23, 2:45 p.m. Social Security number X4033, claim number 24403154, exam type workers' compensation, independent medical evaluation, specialty psychiatry, exam location, Smithtown, New York. The following records actually leave that part out. Mr. McGonigal is a 55-year-old married male who resides with his wife of 33 years, his 24-year-old son, his daughter, his son-in-law, and his 9-year-old grandson. He reports that he's been found to be 100% disabled at this time. He states he was a steam fitter foreman until he was hit by a pipe on 9/11/2020. He said a 400-pound pipe allegedly hit him in his head. He was referred to a walk-in medical clinic and said he was very quickly sent to the hospital emergency room for further evaluation. Ultimately, he was found to have a neck injury, shoulder injuries, and is currently still working with treatment repairs for his back. He reports ongoing depression and anxiety and was quite tearful when discussing his current mental state. He reports worsening depression recently, and he's had to cut back on activities. He tries to play video games to bond with his grandson. Upon mental status exam, he's casually dressed, looks his stated age, a fluent speech, frequently tearful, describes mood as unhappy. He's also experiencing anhedonia. He states he is obsessive and fears injury for loved ones. He feels there's, quote, no bouncing back from his current state of affairs. He denies auditory hallucinations. In terms of visual hallucinations, he states he sometimes thinks he sees bugs crawling on the floor. He denies paranoia. He sleeps about 8 hours a night. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. Recent medical treatments, he's had, he's a surgical candidate for his neck. He's had two lower lumbar back operations. He's had catheterizations for myocardial infarction. He denies drug allergies, and he said he's also had two surgeries on his right shoulder. His current medications are oxycodone 10 milligrams 2 to 3 a day, bupropion 300 milligrams daily, clonopin 1 milligram daily as needed, Trintellix 5 milligrams daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily, trazodone 150 to 300 milligrams at bedtime. His psychiatric treatment includes a weekly therapy. With Giselle Noboa Gillard, LCSW. He also has monthly visits with Jennifer DeSetto, a nurse practitioner who's monitoring his medications. In the past, he was hospitalized at Brunswick in 2010. He states at the time he was upset and reported, quote, I should have shot myself, unquote. He said he was using it as a figure of speech, but he was held for psychiatry treatment for about 9 to 10 days. He admits to occasional marijuana. States he did have an alcohol problem in his 20s, but went to AA and has not drank since the age of 22. He states his father, brother, and two sisters do struggle with alcohol use, and none of them have a history of rehab or sobriety. Social history, his mother is living, his father has passed away, he has two sisters and one brother. He completed one semester of college. As regards to his wife, he says, quote, I can't live without her, unquote. Hobbies include making fishing rings, but he is limited by how much weight he can carry on his right arm. He said 1 to 2 weeks ago his bupropion was raised from 150 to 300 milligrams due to his worsening sadness and depression. He also reports that there was a complication from his last back surgery, and it may take over a year to know if it requires a surgical repair. Impression and recommendations. I feel that Mr. McGonigal does meet criteria for major depressive disorder and panic disorder. Work restrictions remain necessary at this time. He is not ready to return to work full-time or light duty on a site from a psychiatric perspective. He does not reach maximum medical improvement. He remains 100% disabled from anxiety and depression. He appears to be benefiting from bupropion, gabapentin, Trintellix, and clonopin, and these should be continued at the and monitored by his current providers. His recent increase in bupropion dosage is reasonable given his frequent tearfulness and sadness regarding the way in which his life has changed. Medical records have been listed in my report. His history has been outlined. Clinical impression was covered. It's reasonable, necessary, and clear that his disability is causally related to his to the date of the accident. I recommend he continue with monthly visits with Jennifer DeCetto, MP, and weekly visits with Giselle Nobia Gillard, LCSW. He should be provided with ongoing potentially curative treatment for his anxiety and depression. These treatments are medically necessary and comply with the current New York State MTG guidelines and are causally related to his injury on 9/11/2020. Should there be further questions, please do not hesitate to reach out.